Yeah, I'm familiar with all three there. I mainly was with the Bay City there. I was very short time emergency coordinator for the Saginaw area, but that didn't work out very well. I just couldn't get the resources to do what I needed to do over there, so I kind of just told the state coordinator that it ain't going to work out there, so I kind of let that position go. But a lot of good friends over there, a lot of good friends in Bay City Club in Midland. In fact, I just sad to hear we have a silent key over there. One of the guys I used to work with over at Dow Chemical just recently passed, and W8LSS is his call sign, Bob Winchester. So I've been over to his place with his widow and taking a look at what he's got and trying to keep some of the equipment still working over here. So we picked up a few things over there and got his amp, his mechanical tuner, and his antenna. And so we picked up a few things there to kind of help the wife get them off the property. She wanted them all gone there and things like that. So I don't know if I'm going to use them all or move them down the road, but I'm going through them all and just trying to make sure everything works there. I'd love to get a tri-bander up in the air. I just have NFEDs right now, but they have their limitations. I can definitely tell, because I need something with some more gain that I can get over the North Pole a little bit more, though. So we're looking at new towers now, because Bob's tower was in really, really poor shape, and I wouldn't trust it anymore. When we brought it down, it was in really rough shape there. But his wife is happy that it's out of there now, and I guess you got some local folks over there out of the club that are trying to move a lot of the rest of the other stuff down the road there. So if you're looking for equipment, that'd be a good source.